This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm sitting here reading some breaking news. Kiplinger names UF a best value for a large school. Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine has named the University of Florida Fightin' Gators the number 3 nationally ranked school among public institutions. So well done to the Gators. Nobody tell me what the score is. I'm taping the game right now. Now, we have got a special guest on, Luis Angel. He's the founder of GetMyRx. That RX stands for prescription, for those of you who may not know that. The app lets users scan their prescriptions with their iPhone, and then the nearest network pharmacy will deliver the medication within a few hours at no additional cost. Oh, I need this. GetMyRx is powered by patent-pending technology and can be downloaded for free in the Apple App Store. We're going to talk about the Miami rollout of this app and your upcoming New York launch and what's next for the company. Boy, am I excited to meet Luis Angel. Luis, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, now, Luis, I had surgery last week. It was a pain in my butt to get all my medications done. How can you help me?
I know. What a shame that you didn't know about it.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got the target still on my back. Look.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. That's a visual that nobody out there needs. So, Luis, now, how could your app have helped me? Okay, here's the process. I'm getting ready. I get my prescriptions, and I'm smart enough to get them before my surgery. They get mailed to me. My wife picks them up. I have them in my house. You're on. What happens next?
Yes. So imagine next time you go to the doctor, instead of heading to the pharmacy, you can use the app to scan your prescription, scan your insurance card, enter your name, address, and phone, and the system will figure it out for you, will find the nearest pharmacy that can deliver to you within a few hours. So you could, if you're feeling well, you go back to the office and get it delivered there. Or if you're sick, you go home and you got someone, bringing the medication to you.
It sounds great. Where'd you get this idea?
Well, Jim, I've been working in healthcare for about 10 years. And, it is well known that 30% of new prescriptions never get filled. And the reason for that is the hassle. 70% of people procrastinate going to the pharmacy. The average wait time to pick up a medication is 45 minutes. And, it's just ridiculous. Most people actually decide to drop it off and pick it up. That's why every single pharmacy has a drop-off window and a pickup window.
You know, one of our guys at the UHealth guys are always talking to us about epidemiology and the health of the community. It sounds to me like you're onto something that really could affect the health and wellness of our entire community.
Yes. Well, there's been tremendous efforts over the past decade to improve medication adherence, but always from the perspective of people who have medication at hand. So how do we help people continue the treatment all the way to the end? The problem is that the fact that the 30% of scripts that never get filled was basically overlooked until now. And thanks to a study by Harvard Medical School in 2010, it was the first waking up sign that, shed light on this problem and explained that it was very widespread. And that, in essence, was the root for our project. And that's the reason why we started this company.
Now, I'll bet you the problem's even more pervasive in a place like South Florida, where you got a lot of underinsured or uninsured, where you've got a lot of people that have, we'll just call it cultural difficulty dealing with the large bureaucracy that they have to deal with. So I got to believe your app now, is it a multilingual?
No, it's only in English, but because it's so easy to use, it almost doesn't have any text.
So it's sort of like the international sign language, which I'm now giving Luis a sign and he's reading it. Oh, no, he didn't like that sign. Now, Luis, are you originally from Miami?
No, actually, I'm originally from Colombia, but the past 15 years, I've spent my time working in Europe, South America, and the U.S. So,
and where is your development team physically located for your app?
We have a couple of people here in Miami, and it's been really great to be able to tap into, top world-class talent in the city.
Whoa, top world-class talent in our city.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Usually you hear guys from out of town saying that the talent in Miami stinks. It's great to hear an international businessman talk about the great level of talent we have here.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, our chief technology officer is in California. We have some developers in the Ukraine. And
I hope they're okay.
They are fine. They're on the right side of the country. And the rest of the team spread between various parts of the U.S., from Kentucky to North Carolina.
Wow. So, you know, you're rolling it out here in Miami, or is it statewide in Florida?
Right now we're in Miami-Dade, and we just expanded into Broward County. We're also looking to go pretty broad. We have over 100 independent pharmacies that have contacted us over the past few weeks wanting to join the network. So in addition to the New York, San Francisco, and Chicago launches that are coming up, that's what we consider the strategic launches, we're going to be deploying in places like Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Anaheim, California, and so forth. So as long as there's a pharmacy willing to have our technology and willing to serve patients, we see no reason why not to have it.
Now, you talked about that. You talked about independent pharmacies. How about Walgreens and CVS? Will they participate?
I wish they would. It's difficult to know if they ever will, given that most of the money the big retail chains make is from the front end of the store. The pharmacy is considered a way of driving food traffic.
Yes.
And so it would be difficult. It's a tough decision for them to you know, let go of that revenue-generating source. And although it provides better service to the end user, it would be harmful for their
business. In the last 3 months, I've been getting everything from Walgreens, and I've been getting it delivered. It goes in. It's clunky. It's not easy. It's a pain in the tush, actually, to make it happen. But it's a lot less of a pain in the tush than waiting for 45 minutes. So I would think that if presented correctly to Walgreens or CVS or one of the other chains, that this would be something that they would be interested in, because they have now got it kind of going their own way. I would think that the first one to adapt it would use it as a marketing benefit.
Yeah. I mean, we are pharmacy agnostic. Of course, we are focusing in the independent pharmacies, and we are very supportive of them. They've been supportive of us. And we also like the fact that we are supporting local businesses that are serving their community. And we also have very strong evidence that the highest level of customer satisfaction in the pharmacy industry is found with the independents.
Oh, without a doubt.
Year after year.
So really what this is sort of like a branding thing that the independents can use also then.
Right. There are 23,000 independents across all of the U.S. out of the 70,000 pharmacies. So they are a big crowd. And many of them are thriving. They're very healthy, growing businesses, and have a track record that just shows that there's nothing wrong with going with the smaller guys. We're actually quite happy with the model that we have.
I would have to believe that you would be. And now, how about pricing? Is the pricing competitive for these deliveries?
The delivery is always free. So, you know, it's the main objection that I get when I talk to people about the app is, why? How come it's free? Where, you know, where's the trick? How come you're giving me a free app to download, a free delivery? I only pay for the medication. Where's the catch? And really, these independent pharmacies already are delivering, many of them. They do it for the elderly population or for particular cases. So it doesn't really cost that much money to them to deliver. And they're very glad and happy to provide that extra level of service.
Oh, I've got to believe it's great for them because it's going to expand their customer base.
Correct.
So then, what is the biggest objection that you've seen so far in the community to rolling this out? I see is that there's no downside here at all, except for maybe somebody not going into the pharmacy.
Well, we've engaged with various stakeholders. We spent the last part of last year visiting doctors. We talked to a couple of hundred of them, and they expressed universal support. And that was the first nice surprise, that the medical community was fully behind this because they understand the research. And the evidence, scientific evidence, that shows that this is a widespread issue, that people don't even start treatment, and that is bad for everyone. Then we've been lucky to also engage with some of the big hospital groups in South Florida who are very supportive of what we do. And then the pharmacies themselves have, you know, taken it on. So we're just wherever we go, this is one of those stories that it's kind of a win-win-win-win. Everyone wins, and really no one loses.
Well, you heard us talking earlier with Ron Book and how we put him together with Larry Zinn, one of our sponsors. You know, maybe we should talk off air, but we have a great relationship with the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. And if this is something that might benefit the University of Miami Health System, then I'm sure they'd like to look into it. And we're happy to provide credible access point for that.
Definitely. And, you know, payers can be categorized as insurance companies or employers. In either case, they stand to benefit, because the worst outcome today for a patient is getting back into the hospital.
Recidivism.
Right. So it not only makes moral sense to get people to take their meds as prescribed, but now more than ever makes economic sense by the simple fact that 85% of the entire pharmaceutical market has become generic. So almost in 9 out of 10 cases, medications are affordable and cost is no longer a barrier.
Well, you know, it's very important to get these medications out there in our community. It's something that's very important to our community. And, you know, we only have a couple of seconds left. It was available on the App Store. How do they find it? What do they do? Go into the App Store and type get my – shit, I'm doing it right. Did I say a bad word? I'm going to start doing this right now. So you go to the App Store, right?
Right.
Okay. So you go to the App Store.
And type get my RX.
Okay. Get my RX. I hear somebody else in the studio is doing it now. Okay.
And you'll see it there. We have 5-star reviews, and you can also go to www.getmyrx.com to learn more about us and check us out.
All right. Well, that's great. We'll be back after this short break with more Freedom Business. We're going to have our folks from UHealth on, and then we also have our, we'll be talking to Luis again a little bit later on this show, talking to him more about the app. We'll be right back after this short break.